I saved a teenager. The COVID-19 pandemic forced us to take lessons online from the beginning of February to the end of June. We are in Hubei, China. It was such a long time that both teachers and students were hurt by boredom and fatigue. I didn't know when it started, but overnight I found almost all my friends dating someone online. Probably their dating had started when they were gaming on the internet. I didn't play any games on the internet, nor did I date anyone online. But I was concerned about some of my friends who were hopelessly addicted to PC games and dating online. As far as I knew, some of my friends were dating several girls simultaneously. Peter was one of them. To help Peter out, I came up with an idea. First, I applied for a game ID. I gave myself a name, Sugar. In my profile, I presented myself as a 16-year-old girl who badly needed a boyfriend. For my avatar, I adopted the image of a Lolita. Then I downloaded a small app called Voice Changer. Through this app, I could sound as sweet as any teenage girl. When everything was ready, I entered the gaming community where my friends were playing the game El Lolao. Peter was there too. Pretty soon, several boys messaged me, inviting me to be their girlfriend. Of course, I chose Peter, and our dating started. We gamed together while voice chatting with each other. The voice changer was very effective. I found Peter being captivated by me, or rather by my charming voice. One day, Peter asked me for my photo. I downloaded a pretty girl's picture on a website and sent it over. Another day, we were gaming and chatting happily with each other when Peter all of a sudden said, "Sugar, you sound so sweet. I want to marry you." Faking shyness, I said, "Oh, my dear, we are still too young. You'll have to wait." Some days later, we met each other again, and our gaming started. It was a great time. Suddenly, Peter asked me, "Sugar, where do you live?" I told Peter that I lived in Xi'an, Hubei province. "Oh, what a coincidence, Sugar. I live in Xi'an too." Right away, Peter invited me to go out to meet him somewhere in town, although the city was still officially locked down. Sensing that it was the right time to teach my friend Peter a lesson, I switched off the voice changer and said in my normal voice, "Peter, do you still fancy me? This is your friend Patrick." My listener, you can guess what happened later. When it dawned on Peter that he had been fooled for such a long time by me, he cursed me. Despite his curses, I hoped that my friend Peter had learned the lesson not to date online if he didn't know the other party's real identity.